What do Reese Witherspoon, Jennifer Aniston, and Jay Leno have in common? This is Sandra Tsinglo with the lowdown on science, saying they all have prominent chins, of course, but even they can't tell you why. The chin's true function remains a mystery, much like the appendix or Congress. Even among primates, modern humans are the only ones to have these bony protrusions, which fascinates Duke University anthropologist James Pampusch. He recently evaluated 100 years of evolutionary theories about chins. Turns out, theories fall into two main categories. Either chins are adaptive and help us do some other task, like speaking, chewing, or attracting mates, or chins are an accidental byproduct. Maybe natural selection was acting on some other aspect of face or mouth shape, and chins came along for the ride. Scientists call such evolutionary accidents spandrels. Pampusch's conclusion? All the chin theories are a bit weak. He hopes his work will spur further research and, as he says, reveal some unexpected insight into what it means to be human. Or at least what it means to be Leno. We love you, Jay, and your big long chin.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by LDOS Media Lab in partnership with the University of California, Irvine Science Communication and 89.3 KPCC, and made possible with the generous support of the Fuse Family Foundation.